are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at First Love Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter day by day.
In fact, let's start from 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you know that the Lord is just waiting for people to call on him to save them? But many people don't even know that they should. But the Bible says in the next verse, they shall be saved. How shall they call on him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? That's why I'm happy that Lady Pastor has joined the evangelist in this evangelistic effort. How shall they call without the, how shall they do that without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Do you know that you and I sent Bishop there? By our contributions, we are paid for the gas, the track, these tracks that are broken down. How will they replenish it? It is the things that we give. That Ben MP man, oh, what a blessing. Clap for yourselves.
Hallelujah.
How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Therefore, I want to pray that, Lord, there will be more senders.
In the name of Jesus.
Let there be more Ben MP partners.
Yes,
people who can contribute to this effort.
Yes.
People who cannot go there, but they can send people by their money. They can send by their monthly contributions. Pray that there will be thousands and thousands of contributors and partners. Lift up your voice. Father, send us. Send us all over the world. Send contributions. Send financial contributions that will propel this team further to more countries, to more villages, in the name of Jesus, that more souls will be won. We pray, touch many hearts to contribute to Ben MP. More Ben MP partners who give $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $500 a month, $100 a month, $20, $50, $10 a month, $5 a month, to support regularly this great effort. Be blessed. We lift your name. Father, pray, pray. Don't just stand there. Pray, pray, pray. Father, send. Let there be more Ben MP members. Let there be more Ben MP members. In the name of Jesus Christ. That your name will be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Bible says that, and they came back rejoicing. In the Luke 10 and verse 17. And they told Jesus Christ, look, the devil was subject to us. Yeah, the devil. You know, people that are involved in evangelism, they return. Devils are subject to you. Amen. We want to bind devils in our lives. Bind devils that frustrate our efforts at Christianity. Yeah. And then, you know, Jesus responded in verse 18 to say that, oh, that's even a small thing. Verse 18. And he said to them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Amen. Now, all of you who are interested in soul winning, this is what the Lord does for you. Begin to pray to collect that which is your rightfully yours because you're interested in evangelism. Bind some of us. The devil has put a siege around us. We go round in circles. Nothing seems to be working. But today, as you prayed for souls, the Lord says, it's now your turn. The devil will fall like lightning. He will fall like lightning. He will be subject to you. You speak to things and they will come to pass. Pray that, Lord, fight for me. I bind all the demons that frustrate me. Lift your voice. Father of God, oh God, touch your people. Fight for us. Give us strength to overcome every demonic oppression, every disease, every poverty strike attack in the name of Jesus. Every attack on our family, every attack on our finances, every attack on our spirituality, every attack on our Christianity. Fight for us that we may hold our peace. Fight for us that we may hold our peace. Fight for us that we may hold our peace.
We bind every demon that is sent against the crusade team, that is sent against our church, that is sent against our bishop, that is sent against our members. We bind them. We declare them neutralized. We declare them neutralized by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give you glory. We give you praise forevermore.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, what a blessing.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, let's sing. God is fighting for you. God is fighting for you. God is fighting for us. God is fighting for us. Play. Come on. God is fighting. What is he doing? Just play, boy.
We give you praise.
All right. Forget it. When I say play, I mean play. Not that. Play live. It's a short one. Please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, please be seated. Oh, shake two people. Shake two people's hands and tell them, man, I'm excited that I sat by you. Wow. Say wow. I said it's a dramatized, extended version of wow. Someone say wow. Then say wow. Which seems more powerful? Wow. Hallelujah. So when you look in the First Love Dictionary, some of these words will be there.
Next, we have a powerful testimony. Welcome, Pastor Richard.
Amen. Oh, are you excited? Oh, I can feel your excitement this morning. Amen.
Testimony,
hallelujah.
Testimony,
we have a very powerful testimony in the house. And so for our first testimony, I'm going to call Brother Spencer to come and give us his testimony. Amen. Oh, sorry. All right, Brother Spencer. Brother Spencer is one of our Bacenta leaders in Fraser area, zone 2. Amen. Wow. Spencer, what has the Lord done for you?
Amen.
And also a member of the Greater Love Choir.
Amen. Amen. So my testimony, is this thing on?
Yes, on.
So my testimony. Okay. Thank you, baby.
See, we at the church.
So my testimony.
Let's be in church. Let's be serious.
Let the mature understand. Amen. So my testimony, we traveled to Ghana a few weeks ago, a little over a month ago. And while we were there,
for the mountain of the Lord camp.
Yeah. So while we were there, my current employer were going through some acquisitions, and I had no idea what was taking place. So immediately when we got back to the U.S. and then my first day back at work, I walk into the room of course, executives and owners and vice presidents and CEOs and all this. I'm like, hey,
what's going on?
So it took the strength of the my actual boss, which is the vice president of sales and marketing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it took the strength of him to just to say, well, have a seat. And of course, when you get that piece of information, you know something is happening. So I sat down and he just kind of told me the news that the company that I work for is now going through an acquisition. So, and it looked as if that the company that was acquiring us were not planning to bring anybody from our company to the next.
Hey, say hey. So jobs are going. Yeah. He has gone to Ghana to enjoy on the mountains, and then when he came back, his job is about to go away. Yeah. Messy.
So, as we were speaking, people were giving slips to go and find other jobs.
Other jobs.
Yeah, they were. As I was standing there with them, they were giving other employees like, "You go here, you go here, you go here, you go here."
Wow.
And so, my boss asked me, he was just like, "Well, I know this is tough news, but I want to ask if you could stay with us until."
Wow.
Well, that's not the part. He asked me if I could stay with him because we came back at the middle of July. This is the middle of July, so this was a Wednesday. And so he said, well, can you just stick around and kind of help out in the office until the acquisition
is complete?
And then at the end of July, then that will be it for what we know. So this was that Wednesday of July, the 20, whatever that was.
Right.
And so coming to church on Sunday, we were listening. And as we were taking the communion, my general manager, my boss, my general manager of the office, he said, we kind of,
thank you.
My general manager of the Memphis office, he told me, he's like, well, don't expect to work past the 1st of August.
Right.
He said, I don't know what else to tell you. Just don't expect to. And so, again, now going back, so that Sunday we were in church and Bishop, I'd already gotten the news from the owners that they don't know what's going to happen. But my direct general manager here told me, don't expect to work past August 1st. So that Sunday we were here, and this is before August 1st. Bishop prayed. He was doing the prayer, and he said specifically, nobody will
during
lose
the
their
COVID
jobs.
Time.
Nobody will lose their jobs wow. this week. And I said, hey, amen. I receive it. Wow. All the while, technically, my job was already lost.
Wow.
Because I wouldn't expect to work past August 1st. So this is Sunday. So going to work on Monday, the owners of the company, they had already did the business, and they're back in their respective places. So he called me on the phone. And he told me, he said, Spencer, everybody, so you had two choices. Either you take a settlement or just go on, yeah. or you move to one of the other markets where the jobs exist, which in my case, they wanted to offer me a position. And
so you could move somewhere
move to
else.
Augusta, Georgia.
Move to another state.
He said, and I'm not going to even offer you that because I know you're planted in your church. He said, it's a silly idea, but I just have to ask, would you be willing to go to Augusta? And I said, no, sir, I will not. And so he said, okay, thank you. So that was that one phone call. Later that day around noon, he called me back. And he said to me that we'll be in Memphis on Thursday to have a meeting with you specifically. And I said, wow. Okay.
Another meeting.
Okay, now
not to mention,
August 1st has now come, August 2nd, August 3rd, and I'm still employed.
Mm-hmm.
So that Thursday, my owner, the bosses that came to Memphis, and the meeting was very short, very short. He just said, Spencer, we've all discussed and we've all agreed that no matter what happens, we decided as a company that we do not want to part business with you.
Wow. Are you sitting down like that? Based on the prophecy, everybody has been laid off by him. Say wahoo.
And the owners, they told me that they didn't want to part business with me because they saw value in my humbleness and my ability to flow with leadership.
Wow.
I told them, I said, one of the things that I said was, I'll never leave this company until you physically tell me to leave. I'm here until everything is done. And that was to them the sign of loyalty.
If this is not God, I don't know what else is God. Put your hands together. Amen for the Lord. And give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Amen.
What a powerful testimony. Next, we have another powerful ministration. Please welcome Sister Victoria.
Thank you.
on a Sunday. Amen. And this is the most important time of today. We're about to sit at the feet of our anointed pastor, Reverend Lindsay. You're about to be changed. You're about to receive miracles. Please welcome.
It's all right. I'll do what you say. It's all right.
I'll follow your way.
Say it's all right. It's all right. I'll do what you say. It's all right. I'll follow your will. I'll follow your will. It's all right. It's all right. I'll do what you say. It's all right. I'll follow your will. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. All right. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Now, if you will do his will, you will do what he says. Then lift up your hands. Lifting up holy hands unto heaven. Father, behold these hands. They have not always been perfect. But one thing is for sure. No matter what we find ourselves in, we will lift these hands to you. Because your blood sanctifies, sanctify our hands, that you may see through the glasses of the blood and see holiness in our hands, so you can receive us. We surrender to your will. We surrender to your word. We surrender to your spirit. May your presence be strong in this place. Mighty Holy Spirit, do a new work in this church. And amongst your people, prepare us for your best blessing and for the best season and for your most useful work in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all principalities of Memphis and beyond. And I say, let your word have free course in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Oh, clap for the Lord Jesus. Shake three people, shake three people. Tell them I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Tell them you are a very beautiful person. You are a nice person. You are a great guy. I'm so happy I came to church to sit by you. And now, it's okay. Now sit on top of your enemies as powerfully as you can, so that God will give you a powerful word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we thank God for this morning. Today is Ben MP Sunday or Healing Jesus Crusade Sunday. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So it's a special day when we celebrate the rejoicing of heaven for souls that are won. And we support, we bring our memories back to that. And next week is International Sunday. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And I'm excited about it because that is also one of our biggest ceremonies, outreach ceremonies, soul winning efforts. Many people who otherwise would not have belonged to the church now belong to the church because of such great evangelistic programs. Amen. So I want us to have in mind to make this International Sunday next week a big rally. Yes. A big rally. So I want us to understand that it's a soul winning effort. It's not a matter of coming to enjoy. It's a very exciting program. You see that? Because, you know, that's when You will see. You will see. We'll show you some clips. People, different nationality. We have several nationalities. Several nationalities. Okay. Every nation dresses in their own costume or regalia. And they sing their national songs. We come parading with our flags. A statement or a scripture in their language. It's such a beautiful thing. So beautiful. Heaven will be really nice. Multicultural heaven. Multinational heaven. Multilingual heaven.
Of those from every tribe and tongue.
Such a beauty.
We are your people, redeemed by your blood, rescued from death.
International prayer. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Have you seen that dress?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful.
There are no
this is not the most exciting place. This is it. Don't show them everything. Don't show them everything. Amen. We'll do what he say. Amen. So it's a very powerful time that you can't miss. And when we finish, we eat international food. Some of you have not traveled to Italy before, but you eat Italian food, not just pizza. There are better foods than pizza in Italy. Amen. Some of you have never gone to Scotland before. Scottish skirts will come to you. Scottish food will come to you. Some of you have never been to Nigeria, but the best of Nigerian meals will be cooked specifically with you in mind. Yeah. Make sure that don't bring just your stomach. Bring something to carry food home. It will be fantastic. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Some of you have never eaten Trinidadian food or seen Trinidadian dance as they go down. They go down. We're going to do a talent show, multi-talented international talent. We'll see. I believe that America will win the talent show. Hey, you see, the Nigerians say no. The Trinidadians say no. The Ghanaians are grumbling. But I am the true African American. So whether the Africans win or the Americans win, I've won. Clap for Jesus. Amen. So I know my people will win. I'm campaigning for America. You know, because we are the ones hosting you guys from different Scotland, Trinidad, Africa. I don't know where you came from, but we are in America. Clap for our land. You know? It's a blessing. A land called the land of the brave, the home, the land of the free, the home of the world, brave. Amen. So it's going to be fantastic. So after church, there's going to be rehearsal. Every group, every national group will meet and plan. I've seen many nationalities have put platforms where they plan their menus. You know, I peeped through. They plan their talents. You know, one country said they wouldn't release the talent because pastor is on the line. Pastor would tell the Americans and the Africans. I said, what do you mean? So I quickly withdrew a little bit and washed. Amen. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of blessing. You know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 14 that a certain man made a feast and bade many to come. You know, and the Bible says he compelled, in verse 23 says, he compelled many. He invited many people. They didn't come. Then he compelled strangers, different people to come so that the house may be full. Whenever God throws a party like this with different national colors, national songs, national foods, national dances, that is the most exciting time. It's not a waste. It's for souls to be won. It's for souls to be won. So please, all of you, don't just spend time cooking food. Man shall not live by bread alone. In fact, we don't want your food if you can't bring a soul. Yeah. You make all of us happy and God sad. Let's cause rejoicing to come in heaven. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 15 and verse 7, this there is great joy. I say unto you that likewise shall be in heaven over one sinner. Likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents more than over 99 just persons who need no repentance and eating international food. So when you are eating your international food and there is no joy in heaven, God is angry with you. You know, because he said that if he sends you, oh man of God, to warn somebody that is, you know, to repent and you don't go, the person will die. He will go to hell, but his blood he will require from your hands. Say, God forbid. So this is a massive evangelistic week for a massive evangelistic harvest. All right?
So tell somebody, how many souls are you planning to bring to win for Christ? Yeah. I think everybody, like we said last week, everybody at least five. At least talk to five people. Tell somebody five. Five is the right number. Tell somebody, I don't know what answer you gave, but if you said five, you gave the right answer. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Five. That means start from today. Some of you, when you go home, you have to actually invite. Please put the flyers there and put the flyer on every platform. You know, show the flyer. We have two flyers, you know, and we will send it to you so you can text it to somebody for invitation. This one is good. You know, there's another one. You see, this one, all that's another one. Isn't it pretty? Beautiful. Very international. You see the Scottish skirted guy. Last year, Brother Carl Ward, you know, he says the wife has warned him not to wear this again. I'm joking. You know, because I think last year when he came, I think he must have fallen and, you know, he was a little exposed. Wow. So this year, we are trying to get somebody who knows how to walk in that skirt. So there are nominees. Are there any nominees who want to wear that skirt? Okay. That's right. All right. Brother Kevin is going to wear it. Clap for Brother Kevin. Cameroon is winning. So it's very, very powerful. Amen. Now, I have only a few minutes to share something with you, and I'll tell you about today's Ben MP Sunday. Are you expecting something?
Yes.
Say, wow. You know, we've been sharing about the art of following. The art of following. Tell somebody, following is an art. You can learn it. You see, when there is a... You see, the Bible says that in the book of Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12, it says, don't be slothful, but be ye, you be. Be ye means you, be that thing. Be ye followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. You know, there are certain things you don't work for, you inherit. Kenneth, it's good to see you, man. Darren, well done for bringing him. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's my good friend. We miss you, bro. All right. He went on vacation. And Brother Morris, where is he? We miss him. Hey, he's called Dr. Love. Amen. And we miss all of you. We miss all of you. Don't be jealous. We miss all of you. Brother Emmanuel, you two got lost for a while. This man said, anyway, I won't tell you. He got lost. When I called him, I said, oh, we miss you so much. I said, it's true. Me too, I miss you. But you see, you've been calling other people. But some people don't call. And some of you don't call each other. It's not good at all. He told me, so, oh, that's very true, eh? You haven't seen him for a while and you're not calling. What's wrong with you? Then I asked him a question, but you too, have you called others? At that point, he got quiet. He said, it's true. I said, look at you. You can't accuse people of something you yourself, you don't do. So tell somebody, you two, call me and I'll call you. Look at the scripture, 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. 1 John chapter 4. I'll show you something there before we go. In fact, verse 19. He says that we love him because he first loved us. Many people expect love, but they don't want to give love. The best way to eat is to sow. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Anybody who feels rejected, lonely, depressed, many times you are selfish. Or you are self-centered. Yeah. Many people who are depressed is not... Listen, I can assure you. The Bible says, he that hath friends must show himself friendly. That means you see somebody who has friends, he is friendly himself. He shows, he must of a surety be somebody who is friendly himself. Many of you are very quiet. You come to church, the first thing we hear is hi, the next thing we hear is bye. What do you mean? All this time in between, what were you saying? You don't say hello, you don't smile, you don't show your teeth, you don't hug, you don't pinch somebody. Sometimes you have to pinch somebody. Hey, I'm around, okay? I'm around. Come on.
We don't talk anymore. We don't pinch anymore. You don't text anymore. And you don't call anymore. And you want to be called. What do you mean? What do you mean? Brother Emmanuel, what do you mean? Clap for the Lord Jesus. But thank you for reminding me. But I have to address you first. Bible says that judgment must begin in the house of the Lord. Clap for Jesus. I told you we can have fun in church. What do you mean to tell us that nobody called you? What do you mean? Well, meanwhile, you haven't called anybody. Me, I called you. You haven't called me for 35 years. I've called you. The first thing is, nobody has called me. What do you mean? But we'll call. We'll call. Even if you don't call, we'll call you. Tell somebody we'll call you, even if you don't call. You see, because I called, you see that he's here. The reason why there is an empty seat, you have not called that person. You haven't called Auntie Wilmina. You haven't called Auntie Wilson. Auntie, oh, look at that. Oh, turn to the person, I'm disappointed in you. We don't call each other. And as a person, have you called me before? Have you called me before? And then when they ask you, have you called before? Tell them, but you have not given me your phone number. But you have not given me your phone number. But you have not given me your phone number. Okay. Because we are coming for International Day, we have to make sure that it's an international church. So get 2 phone numbers before you go. Get now. Text, quick. I'm giving you 1 minute. I'm serious. Take the number of the person sitting by you and give yours. Get that number and text hi. Text hi. This is a spiritual call. And say this is a spiritual text. Don't convert it into love, whatever. Say hi, this is spiritual text. Now I'm serious. Get the next person's number. Yeah. Your name's hi, this is Malcolm. I want to be your friend. Hi, this is Emmanuel. Pastor says from today I can call you. Hi, this is Doris. I know I've never texted you before, but it's okay. You can text me. Say something nice. Hi, this is Eric. I would like to be your friend. What do you think about that? Hi, this is Frisiah. You may not know me, but I'm a nice person. Call me. And let's praise God together. I am and tell the person, I am your brother in Christ. I am your sister in Christ. Yeah, I'm your sister in Christ. Tell somebody, I have no bad intentions. I have no bad intentions. I just want to pray for you. I just want to be your friend. Devonne, why are you asking for your husband's phone number? okay. What do you mean? You're changing the whole picture. You're sitting by your husband. You said, I'm very obedient, so let me ask for your number. What do you mean? Clap for that obedient sister that gave you the number. Tell the person, only for church purposes. Only for church purposes. Yeah. No ungodly hour calls. Wow. Tell somebody, church is sweet, Papa. Amen. All right, let's be serious. Please, if you got a phone number, at least by the end of the day, send a text. I'll say it again. Listen carefully. This is part 2 of the instruction. If you got somebody's phone number, save it. Don't just keep it on the text forum. Save it now. Save it. Save it with the person's name. And don't go and change your number and say. And I'm saying, please, if you got, I hope you shouldn't get a person's number that you know already. What's wrong with you? Like Devonne was getting the husband's number. All right. So what I'm saying is that by the end of the day, please, when you go home, send a text. You know, say that, look, I'm very spiritual. I'm very obedient. I know that is the right thing. It's not just a phone number I got. I got a friend. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in... You know that song? Toy Story. Wow. All right. So let's do that.
Why don't we sing? You are my brother, you are my sister. Let's sing. So take me by the hand. Together we will until he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we walk in side by side. Oh, get up and hold some. Hold your new friend. Hold your new friend. We will stand. You are my brother, you are my sister. So take me by the hand. Together we will walk until he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we walk side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand. Now vote. What do you mean sitting down? Come on, get up and give me a fight. Now you're talking. Together we will fight until we come. There's no foe that can defeat us when we walk inside the sun. As long as there is love, we will stand. Run for Jesus. Sit down. You know, Bible says in John 13:35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. One to do love to somebody. If you have love one to another. It's not love what you say for. I'm doing it for you. You don't do it for that. You do it to action. So by the end of the day, I'm expecting that you would have texted the person whose number you got. And say, you know what? When I said I wanted to be your friend, I meant it. It's not just about church. It's about its true obedience in love, the love of Christ. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. So next Sunday, I'll ask you who. How is the friendship going? Amen. Powerful. Yeah. I mean, that's how I found my wife. Small. A step at a time. Yeah. Somebody, find a wife. You may find somebody who will give you a job or who will show you a good job. Yeah. That may be the person that will give you a word of encouragement because of which you may actually never commit suicide. God forbid. Jesus. Amen. So the art of following, you know, the Bible says, Hebrews 6:12. Don't be slothful. Be not slothful, but be ye followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Okay? So some people have already inherited certain promises. You see, inheritance is something you don't work for. You earn. It is given. There are certain things that when you do, it earns you, without much hard work, it earns you certain benefits. You know, there are certain habits that some of you don't have that you need to develop, that others have. And because of that, it's become the identity, and they look blessed. You see, they look blessed. There are some people, anytime that they go to work, they go early. It's a habit. And that has led to promotion. There are some people, anytime that there's an issue in the office, they stand by the side of the supervisor or the boss, and they've been promoted. You need to watch it. And you'll be promoted too. Yeah. There's some people who are very nice to their husbands, and they seem to be enjoying ecstasy throughout. They've been married for 25 years, but it's as if they were married yesterday. You need to copy that. There are some students that are cruising through the course. I mean, just, it's a breeze, you know. And then you find out that, anytime there's a lecture, the first thing they do is that day's lecture, they make sure they master it before the following day. You have never done that. You wait till the exam week to go and pick up the notes. So they look like nothing. When you are struggling that week, you are flustered, you are confused. They seem like they're going to even movies in the exam week. And you wonder, these people at all, did they study? But they're always having an A. It's something to copy. That's called following a good example. Clap for Jesus.
Habits lead gradually. When you repeat habits for a while, it becomes your character. It becomes your character. It becomes something you do as part of your life. It becomes character. Character, when it persists, it becomes your personality. Yeah. Even you can predict what's going to happen based on your character. And with time, when personality stays on for a while, it becomes your identity. Not only you can predict what you will do, but even others can predict what you do in that circumstance. That's an identity. An identity is not about you. You know who you are, but identity is for others to identify you for who you are. Yeah. And usually, when you start with good habits for a while, and it becomes a character and you form a personality out of it, everybody knows who you are. Oh, this is what Pastor Lindsay will do in this circumstance. It's an identity. All right? So when you see somebody with an identity that you can see, this person is good at this. You've seen somebody who has been habiting after habiting, charactering after charactering, personality and personality. I don't know whether those words exist. And it's become an identity. Follow that person. Clap for Jesus. And that's the reason why we learned about esterification of the church. The art of following Esther was such a blessing. And we moved on to the art of following Daniel. Daniel in the Bible. The book of Daniel. We call it character study. Character study. Okay. So when you want to study somebody's character, you don't start by copying the character. Or you can't copy somebody's identity. In fact, you'll be an identity thief. You don't copy identity. It starts with copying habits. That's a starting point. You can't copy my personality. It's mine. You can't copy my identity. You are a thief. But you can develop your own identity by copying my habits. That one is free. Clap for Jesus. So that's why when we do the art of following, we break it down into point after point after point. We are telling you the habits that consistently done led to a character, formed a personality, and showed out as an identity. I think it's a very nice message already. Yeah. Think about it. It's very deep. So, you could see that in the life of Esther, Esther learned from the people that were ahead of her, like the Vashtis who made mistakes. Hey, this mistake, I'll never do it. This person who failed, I will never follow their behavior. Then Esther learned to prepare. Was somebody who likes to prepare for a long time. We talked about preparation. So it's a habit. If you learn to prepare, it's a habit. Look, I don't come and preach because I'm preparing today. No. I'll be so stressed. You know where I've been the whole weekend that I'm here? I just arrived this morning. I was in Canada. So if I'm somebody who doesn't prepare, what do you think is going to happen? You won't get a message. I'll be struggling and sweating. You see? So it's preparing. Preparation. That's what wins. I said the preparation starts from day one. Preparation starts from quiet time. Preparation starts from the morning. You must be prepared for the day by starting with your quiet time with the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And you've stepped out as sheep without your shepherd contacting. Without contacting your shepherd. You are not prepared for the day. You're not prepared for the day. Any Christian that steps out without prayer, without reading your Bible, I can assure you, the Lord is not your shepherd, and you shall want. A shepherd doesn't go anywhere without making contact or being led by the sheep. Bible says in Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Our first art of following is the art of following the Holy Spirit. You're not prepared for the day. Then we learned that Esther was somebody who was mindful of appearances. Was his appearance, because you knew that people look at appearance. Yeah, whatever it is. Somebody, you don't care about your appearance. Oh, no. How things appear. How things appear. How you do things. That's when I talked about quality. Presentation is important. Your boss tells you that, get these things and bring to me. I mean, even the way you have ordered the thing, it's not nice. You've done the work, but the way it's appearing on the paper. Put
order, then give space, and then highlight some things. Just the appearance will make you stand out. Clap for Jesus. Quality. It's called virtue or excellence. Some of you write exam, all the answers are correct the way, but you've jumbled your handwriting. Some of you need to learn how to write. Mind appearances. Sometimes you fail exam because your handwriting cannot be read. Appearances. Yeah. They say make the bed. You just put pillows, bed, this, and then you're gone. So I've made it. Yes, you've made the bed, but look at the way you made it. The person is not tucked out off there. This thing is lying down, and then some things are tucked. Look, finish it and put pressing iron. How it appears. You did it like others, but yours was different. You see how you'll be promoted. And then Esther. So we're talking about the habits that you can learn. Not the, I want to be like Esther. I'm going to, Lord, make me like Esther. No, you're a thief. You're an identity thief. We don't do that. When we teach these things, you have to learn to do the habits and apply it. Oh, it's all right. I'll do what you say. It's all right. I'll follow your will. But you're not following these things. Follow it. Yeah. You watch it. Many blessed Queen Esther will appear in the church. Then we came to Daniel, habits of Daniel, the art of following Daniel. Last week we learned that the art of following Daniel is the art of being steadfast no matter what the environment. Bible says in Daniel 1:8, Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the food that was given to the meat that was given to the king or the drink that the king drank. You know, because he knew that it was defiled. There was idols and things before it's given, you know. Yeah. And so you could see that although Daniel was a slave, Daniel was enslaved, and just like Joseph was taken as a slave, Daniel was a refugee, actually a political prisoner, isn't it? Yeah, prisoner of war. But no matter the circumstances around, he said, I will never change, I will still serve God. I'm steadfast. Relent it. It's a good practice. It's a good habit. That whatever the circumstance, I will not throw out God. Daniel prayed 6 times a day as a political prisoner. 3 times a day in Daniel 6. All those things are somebody who's consistent, reliable, formidable character. Some of you are too wishy-washy, too unpredictable. Every small thing you change. You hear one message, I won't come to the church again. What's wrong with you? Be stable-minded. A little ruffling, then I'm off. But that guy was stable. You know, stability, no matter what happens, it shows character. Bible says, Jacob told one of his sons, Reuben, unstable as water, you shall not excel. Unstable as water, you shall not excel. You put water here, it will have evaporated. Today it's in solid phase. Today it's in liquid phase. The temperature changes, it is in vapor phase. Where was the water I put? It's all dried out. Where is it? It's gone up into the sky. I left you here in the cup. Everything is finished. I meant to drink you. Now you're gone. Unstable as water. 3 phases. It depends on the condition. When the temperature changes to cold, you are ice. When the temperature changes to regular, you are liquid. You are moving on. When the temperature changes a little to high, you've left. You've left the glass. You are in the air. Evaporated. You've joined the clouds. I can't drink you anymore. Unstable as water, you cannot excel. Yeah, I was coming to give you honor. The president has come. I was presenting you to the president to drink. You are the most important. You are not there. You are not there. You've changed. Small temperature change. Heat, a little heat, you are off. Many people have lost marriages because of this. Unstable as water. Yeah. Look, I've been in my marriage for 22 years. Going by God's grace. I intend that we will walk. We'll cross 70 hand in hand by God's grace. With
with ease, with high heels and jeans. In Jesus' name. It shall be your story. I've taken one job since I came to the United States. One job. Troubles have come and gone. The latest one was just last month. I cool down. I pray. Sort things out. I'm here. We may fight, but I'm here. Yeah. Being with one church. One church. One church. Eric, are you listening to me? One church. Since I became a Christian, I'm not changing. Troubles will come, troubles will go. Nobody knows that trouble I see. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Yes, my Lord. Hey, but I'm here. I will be here. You can go and come. You backslide. I will be here waiting for you. Say, God forbid. Stable. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. You are here today. Next week, I'm looking that you will come and then you are not there. How can you be blessed with part two of this message? You are in church this week. Next week, you are not in church. You are in church always when you get the next job you get. No. This job, the time and a half is too good. So Sundays I won't come. You're not like Daniel. So you want the identity of Daniel, but you don't want the habits of Daniel. You are a thief. Identity thieves will not excel. Don't copy identity, copy habits. That's free. Oh, I think you missed a good place to. I know you are blessed by this message. I'm preaching powerfully as usual by the grace of God. Good. Good message. Good message. I promise to marry you. I'll marry you. I'll marry you. Bible says, blessed is the man who swears and does it even to his own hurt. Even to his own hurt. Blessed is that man. Swears to his own hurt. I'll do it because I said it. Till in sickness and in health, till death do us part. That's what I've said. My word is my promise. Yeah. You can take it home. So I'll be your pastor. I'll be your pastor. I'll be here. You, it's a problem will be you, but me, I'll be here. If you can stay, you will get the fullest blessing. As the Lord anoints me, you will receive more. But will you be there? Can you stand to be blessed? Bible says, having done all, stand. Stand. Don't move away. Stand. When you've been through it all. Through it all. Through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Wow. Some of you rushed out too much of things. Rushed out of that job, rushed out of that school, rushed out, give up on that friend, give up on this. Come on now. Be a little stable. Be like Daniel. Number two, the art of following Daniel is the art of developing the ability to work closely with important people. And you see, the thing that I also find funny about the way you behave, your habit, is you don't write notes. In this church, we write notes. Bring a notebook and write notes. Victoria, do you hear what I'm saying? I'm going to expect your notebook next Sunday. By God's grace. All right? Write notes. It's important. One day you will need these notes. Put it on your iPad. Put it on your phone. Airplane mode. And put it on your phone. Put it on your notebook. Very important. I'm serious. Amen. These are important things that will help you. Cornell, say amen. I'm going to watch for your notebook next week, God willing. All right. So the art of following Daniel is the art of developing the ability to work with important people. Important people. You will be working with important people in Jesus' name. Yeah. Daniel worked with kings. Wow. Daniel had the ability to work with the prince of the eunuchs. The prince of the... Bible says in Daniel chapter 1 verse 9, now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince or the ruler or the boss of the eunuchs. Wow. Some of you never get along with your bosses. You won't do well that way. Please, get along. One person, the most important person in your workplace is your boss. Not your colleagues who feed you with foolish things. Who tell you that, why are you behaving like a slave? Daniel, when he got there, his close association was with the prince of the eunuch, not with the children of the eunuch. The boss. What's your relationship with authority figures in your life? You want to be like Daniel? Identity thief? No, copy the habits. Number two, or B, Daniel had the ability to work with even the king, Nebuchadnezzar, who appointed him ruler of the province of Babylon. Yeah. Bible says in Daniel 22, verse 48 to 49, then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors, all the wise men of Babylon. Wow. Mind you, this guy was an international guy, was a prisoner of war, was an alien. Some of you don't belong to America. Or in terms of International Sunday, once we're having International Sunday, it just means that there are some people that are not American like me. You've come to our land. But no problem. No problem. You may have come from Tahiti. You may have come from Congo. You may have come from, those of you from Ghana, I don't know where you came from. You may have come from, yeah. Because I'm not Ghanaian, I'm international. I'm an international pastor. Nobody should say that Ghanaian pastor again. Nobody should say that African pastor again. Nobody should say that American pastor. Well, since we are here, you can say that because we are all in the country. That's fine. But all those things you say, look, I'm telling you, no matter where you came from, don't have that. Some people are too oriented to where you came from. You can't be blessed in America. Yeah, who says because you are from another, you can't get the highest jobs? Daniel worked in the White House. You can work in the White House. Daniel got the best jobs. You can get the best jobs. Daniel became a boss. You can become a boss. Damn, yeah. Yeah. He worked to the highest office, the king, Nebuchadnezzar. International people can have international blessings. Yeah. If you can have so much that you can even share jobs. Look at the next verse. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, his brother, Meshach, his friend, and Abednego, his cousin, over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. You can be an employer. You can give jobs to people. That shall be your story in Jesus' name. You know, when you work with a king and you know how to work with a king, you have influence. Look at Daniel, distributing jobs. Some of you, when you get high there and you get a job, you forget everything about the friends. You alone, you are there, high and mighty. You watch it. The people you pass by on your way up, they are the same people you will meet on your way down. Help them. Help your brothers. Help your sisters. Oh, King Daniel. Come here, political asylum. We've forgotten your friends. You've forgotten your brothers. Even your parents.
You got a nice job. Everybody who has a nice job should let us know so that we will join you there in Jesus' name. That's how Daniel did it. That's how Daniel did it. There's a vacancy at your workplace and you put it on internet. I can't wait. What? We are here. Why are you putting it on internet? We are here. What do you mean? We are here. We are qualified. All breeds are here. We are qualified. You have a car that you are selling cheap. You are putting it on eBay when we are here. The last time I saw Akwesi put a very nice car, sold it cheap. By the time I arrived, it was gone. One of our church members needed a car so badly. I could have just given him a backhand, but out of Christian forgiveness, I didn't say anything. May the Lord forgive you. We'll sell his car, don't worry. But that's Daniel. That's Daniel. Think about others. Relatives, friends, people of your nationality, church members. Yeah. Amen. Daniel had the ability to work with King Nebuchadnezzar, King Belshazzar, and all that. See, let me tell you something. And all of us, one of these days, you'll get some big jobs in Jesus' name. Big time jobs. Six-figure salary shall be your portion in Jesus' name. See, you don't believe it. You don't even believe it. Receive it in Jesus' name. But it's not just by I receive it. Proverbs 18, verse 16. Bible says, a man's gifts maketh room for him before kings and brings him before great men. A man's gift makes room. Room in the Bible means office. We'll give you an office. We'll give you a job. Your gift, your skill, your degree, your license, your talent puts your foot in the office and brings you before great men. That was Daniel. Skill. Bible says God gave him knowledge and skill in learning. Daniel 1:17. Wisdom. But you know, many people don't know how to relate once you are in there. It's not enough. In fact, you are to be pitied if you've had a good job and you've been fired. Don't learn how to get a job. You know, schools teach you how to get a job, but they don't teach you how to keep a job. I'll say it again. Your degree or your license guarantees you a job. Well, even guarantees is a word. Can get you a job. It makes a way for you. Opens the door. But once you've entered, they don't even remember your degree anymore. I don't remember the last time a patient asked me, what about my license? Where did you train? Were you in New York? Were you in Ghana? They don't even know. When they ask me, where are you from? I say, I'm from Lakeland. Do you know why? I said, you asked me, where am I from? This morning, I came from Lakeland. Where are you from? Lakeland is where I live. I came from Arlington. And then they some people take offense. Some people laugh. I said, why are you quiet? I said, well, you two, where are you from? I said, I'm from here. I said, I'm also from here. We all came from here. Then they asked, oh, I mean, your accent, your mother. I said, oh, I'm from Ghana. You get my point. But what I'm trying to say is that these are the questions they ask me. They don't ask me about license. They don't ask me about, are you a real doctor? No, they don't. Where did you get your degree? What was your my GPA. They don't even know which school I went to. And they don't care. I'm telling you, the things you guys fight about, I want to go to Ivy League school, I want to go out of state, sit here and stop that nonsense and learn some character. Sit by your parents and learn how to behave so that after that school, you can keep a job. Nonsense. Stupid boy. Silly girl. I mean, not you, but that person who doesn't know how to keep a job.
I'm serious. When you, nobody fires you, you fire yourself. No boss has ever fired anybody. That's a foolish boss. They want people to work and you are firing people. No boss fires anybody. Why? We spend a lot of money through orientation, through recruiters, only to fire, training, only to fire you. That's a fool of a boss. No boss does that. Anytime you are fired, stop blaming the boss for discrimination because of my skin color, because of my head shape, because of my accent. That stop. Remember, Daniel was never fired. Daniel worked with the eunuchs. Daniel worked with the king Nebuchadnezzar. The next king was Belshazzar. Republicans came, Democrats came, independents came. They all wanted him for vice president. It was not his skill. It was his character. Develop character. Develop good behavior. Bible says of Daniel, he had an excellent spirit in him. Excellence. He did things excellently. He did work well. He came to work early. He did what he was supposed to do. He reported back. He had feedback. He received. Look, let me tell you three things that will keep you working with great men. Yeah. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I think I should wait. No, I don't think. I should wait. Because next week, I have a lot of things to tell you about Ben MP. So next week, I will continue this. I'm serious. Just one point. Are you sure you want just one point? Okay. You know, these boys, this week, they behaved well. Since their mother, when they've been feeding me, so when they say something, I have to respond. Thank you for feeding me. You know, when Asampa left to college, he also gave me an upgraded version of Asampa's venison. So I have to listen to these boys. I will listen to them. Excellent in service. Three keys to the art of following Daniel and working with great men. I'm staying in a great job. When you get a great job, don't lose it. How not to lose a great job? How not to lose working with a great man? How not to lose working with a great pastor? Losing your position. Number one, the key of being truthful and honest. Being truthful. Let things be clear. Be truthful. Look at Spencer. He told the guys, look, I don't want to be going to that. Don't pretend. Yeah. He says, look, I'm going to Ghana for a spiritual retreat. Then they liked him. This is a very honest person. He told them, look, if you decide to go, no problem. But I would like to work with you any day. Sincere. They liked him. They chose only him. Wow. Yeah. Number two, be truthful. Be sincere. Be open. Don't hide things. Communicate. Share. Be sincere. Be truthful to them. Be truthful to the boss, not to the... Don't lie about what other people are saying. Tell the truth. That was the thing that Joseph had that made him be promoted. Number two, the key of being yourself. Daniel said, I don't eat meat. I'm a Christian. I fast. I eat water and pulse. Yeah. Be yourself. Don't change your identity. You're changing your accent. Be yourself. Whatever they invited you to do, they knew all your qualities. Why are you trying to change things? I'm a Christian. I'm a pastor. I don't work on Sundays. They know all that. I don't spring surprises. I'm being myself. I pray about the patient of mine. Oh, wait, because I'm a Christian. And they allow it now. I've just said it. Look, this is me. This is me. If you can't do something, just say, look, I can't do, but I'll try. I'll try. Well, teach me. I think I'll carry it forward. Look, there are many keys, but I'll give you one more. Okay? Then the final key of how to work with great people is the key of respecting and honoring kings. Respecting and honoring kings. Look at Daniel, what he said. Daniel 1:7. Or is it 1:8? He says that. Daniel 1:7. Hey, brother. Bring somebody who knows how to do computer. Put this Akwesi away. Okay. All right. Okay, go to Daniel 1:8. Look at what Daniel said. Daniel said, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested. Now, one of the things, I know that this was a spiritual move. But you see, the other way that I see this is that you are making me like the king. I'm not the same as the king. The king is a king. I am a subordinate. I may be vice president, but I'm not the same as the king. I can't claim the rights and privilege of the king. If it's a privilege, let me rally behind it and support it. Yeah. I am okay if they say that the king has a parking, I don't. My boss, we are both doctors. I said, no, there's only one boss. I probably do more procedures than him, and it's true. I probably have more degrees than him, and it's true. But it doesn't make him any better. I respect him as the boss. And I've met many, many people that have come, many doctors that have come, and have one of the doctors who was leaving told me, look, we are younger, we have fresh degrees, we know the latest technology, we do more work, let's go and form our own practice. And the patients will themselves come. I said, look at somebody. That's why you're not promoted. There is nothing wrong with according honor to whom honor is due. Yeah. Celebrate the boss. Celebrate the boss. Some of you, your boss did not remember your birthday, so you are offended. Who are you? I mean, not that you are not any great person, but he's greater. The Bible says in Hebrews, I think it's 7:7, I hope. There is no controversy about this fact. The lesser is blessed of the greater. There is nothing to discuss about it. There are no ifs and buts. And without all contradiction or controversy or argument, the less is blessed of the better. That means if you don't acknowledge the fact that you are less, you will not be blessed. You didn't know that. The less is blessed. Somebody has to acknowledge, I am less, you are more. I am smaller, you are bigger. I am little, you are greater. That's where how that gradient creates blessing. It means it will pour on you. If you go and put level, the water will not pour. There's nothing. Yeah. You have to even acknowledge that me, I'm the pastor. I am more anointed. You can come, I can pray and you'll be blessed. When I'm having a rally, you can arrive and you'll be blessed. Or when Bishop Dag is proclaiming blessings, if you can only say, this is a great man of God, that's the only way you'll be blessed. Some people are receiving one prophecy and they go to a job that day, he's been fired. And the bishop just says, nobody in this church will ever lose a job. He says it's in Accra and you collect it during communion in Memphis and you say, that is my word. That is my word. That man is great. I am lesser. And then he goes the following day and they say, your job has been restored. Not only that, but you are one of the bosses. What is it? What is the difference? This is how Daniel got to be blessed. Without contradiction, without controversy, the lesser is blessed of the greater. Children who get blessed are the people who see their parents, they are great. My mother may not be working, but she's great. My mother may be less educated, but she's greater than I. She can say things and I'll be blessed. You sit there. You want Daniel's identity, but you don't want his habit. You are an identity thief. Yeah. This is one of the biggest messages you will hear for your blessing. I preach here. The last time I was here, I said I'm having a revival. Rally Wednesday, you didn't come. You see the miracles that came. You don't believe. That's why he didn't come. Who is this guy? I mean, we've heard about Benny Hinn and all. He says he's doing a miracle service. So you sit at home. Look at you. You are still with your disease. Say, God forbid. Daniel said, no. The king is eating meat and you are bringing me the king's meat. I should eat the same thing. No. This is special. King eats. I can drink water until when you finish, I can eat the rest of your plate. One day I had a vision. I will never forget it. In the vision, all lighthouse pastors had been gathered for prize giving. Prize giving day. Yeah. We've been gathered. And then suddenly the Lord brought Bishop Dag with his wife in a motorcade type of thing. Wow. I said, hey, this guy is great like that. Motorcade. Angels brought him. We were all gathered. Prize giving day. And then the thing came. Bishop was being chauffeur driven. It's like drivers are here, Bishop is here, and another seat at the back. Three rows, like the SUVs, seven seaters. It's like angels driving. Then, angel is here, Bishop is in front. His wife was at the back. Then suddenly appeared my wife, sitting by Bishop's wife. Hey, so you two, you are in a high place like that. The pastor was there, I'm telling you. I had a dream the Lord showed me. Then as I looked, I said, hey, you, my wife, I've been preaching here. No, you are higher than me. Then suddenly, one of the angels invited me. You can also come if you can be like your wife. Suddenly, I found myself in the car. Then when I went to the car, they said the real test is here. Then Bishop ate. He ate, and on the plate was fish that had been full, whole fish, like a big tilapia, had been eaten with some fries, or it was kenke, but let's say fries. You don't know kenke. Do you know, that day I was about to go and preach, and I slept and I told the Lord, Lord, show me what to preach. Show me what to preach. And I prepared my own message from my own time. That's when I had that vision. So they called me to the place. And when they called me to the place, Bishop ate in front. It's like the angels are feeding him, giving him food. And he finished eating. When he finished, he passed the food to the back. I thought he was... Yeah, what was finished? And you know, tilapia has a lot of bones. So there were bones appearing and things, and the whole plate was not looking decoratedly nice. So it passed on. Then my wife and Bishop's wife passed it on to me at the back. I said, look at you guys. You wouldn't eat me. I should eat this. You're joking. You must be joking. Let's be serious. Then my wife whispered to me, if it has been served for you, be humble and eat it. Almost like rebuking me, you are too proud. That's why you are not in this seat. Just eat it and you can belong. So just out of obedience, I ate the food. Ladies and gentlemen, the sweetness, the freshness, the taste. I've never eaten anything like that before. And I said, wow, is it the thing I've been passing or thinking, expecting to eat what he's eating? Expecting, yeah, he has prepared a message. Instead of preaching the message, I'm going my own prepared food. What I'm preaching that you are so happy. Look at you, your faces, you are expecting. I'm stopping, you say I shouldn't stop. Time has passed, you say I should preach. Where do you think? It's from his book, The Art of Following. It's from his book, The Art of Following. He has finished eating. What is left? I'm also serving. And you think it's fresh. It's so tasty. Is this food not tasty? When I finished eating, then I looked at myself. I became big, strong, tall, beautiful, just by the food, just by what he's feeding. That's when I got addicted to his podcast. I said, really? The things he has preached, I can go and listen, and it will bless me. It will make me a strong Christian. It will make me a powerful Christian. The lesser is blessed of the greater. He's that great and I'm that little. If I can only accept that what he knows, I don't know. What he's teaching, I don't have. And I can be humble. Wow. Humility. I became strong. I became tall. I became fresh and powerful. I was impressed with my looks in the dream. Straight away, I walked in for prize giving. I got the prize. I was one of the people that was qualified. Could it be that qualification is based on the humility and ability to receive from the man of God that God has given us? The greater, could it be without contradiction, without controversy, the lesser is blessed of the greater? Who is the greater in your life? Many of us, there's nobody greater. You are the greatest. You are Muhammad Ali, the greatest of them all. You are Schwarzenegger, strongest of them all. You can't accept that somebody can be greater. That's why you can't accept to be blessed. Can you be humble to be taught? Can you be humble to receive? Can you be humble to be raised as a child by your parent as a great person and not be rude? Can you be humble to stand here and receive preaching? And when we say write notes, you write notes. Can you be humble? Can you be little enough in your eyes to be advised that your behavior is funny? Stop that nonsense and you will still be cool and calm. Can you? Can you stand to be blessed? Can you accept that I don't know this? And somebody is helping me to know it. Ladies and gentlemen, the art of Daniel, habit number 2 out of 12, is in the books. See you next week. Put your hands together for Jesus. Rise to your feet. Wow. I don't know why it's only a few weeks, because this one can teach one point a day. Isn't it a powerful message? Make sure you get the art of following, the book from Bishop Dagwood Mills, our own pastor that God has given, our prophet. In fact, better said, buy the Macarius 60. Put your hand on your heart. Say, thank you, Jesus. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. When we walk, oh, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. Oh, sing it with faith. He abides with us, and with all who will trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy with Jesus. Put your hand on your heart. Lord, I know it's the identity of Daniel I want, but I must start with his habits. Teach me, teach all of us to copy these habits. Ask the Lord, teach me the habits of Daniel. Teach me the habits of Daniel, the Danielization of this church, so that I can also rise up and be sustained in great places,
great places of marriage, great places of jobs, great places of spiritual ministry, great places of excellence in academic work, great places of scholarships, great places of good careers, great places I can associate with great men. Thank you, Father. With all eyes closed, with all heads bowed, if you are here, you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, something great is about to happen to you. You are about to identify with the greatest of all, the Father, the Creator of the universe. Yes, it takes humility to step in there. You want to give your life to Jesus and become a child of the King of Kings. This is your opportunity. You don't know whether when you die today, you will go to heaven or hell. This is your opportunity. All you need to do is to say a prayer of faith, which I will lead you into. But the first thing is, you want to give your life to Christ, lift up your right hand wherever you are. I'll pray with you. Oh, God bless you. I see that hand. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. God bless you over there. God bless you. Lift up your right hand. There are at least two more people. You want to identify with the King of Kings and become a child of God. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that hand. You are born again. Father, I pray that that hand that is lifted up, you will bless. You will associate with greatness. Now, your hand was up. I want to pray for you. Come. Come. Please tell her to come. Come. I see your hand. Come and let me pray for you. The hand here, I see one hand there. Come. Clap for them. I want to pray for you. Clap for them.
Jesus. Oh, you live in your life today.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, lift up your hands up here. Say after me, Almighty Father, I acknowledge that you are the greatest. You are the greatest King. You are a great Father. I am but a child. I am even a sinner. Please forgive me for all my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He died for me, and God raised him from the dead. By this faith, I am born again. I am a child of God. Please write my name in the book of life and fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you and keep you. May you never backslide. God bless you and keep you. May you never backslide in Jesus' name. From today, this is your home, spiritual home. Be stable. And stable of water, you will not excel. So be stable. Give you this book written by a bishop. It will bless you. How to be born again and avoid hell. It will bless you. Read it and God will bless you. We'll talk to you right after church. Right in the master seat lounge. Clap for them. Please take your seats. Hallelujah. Please be seated.
The Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive in Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. Be blessed.